Mandy, 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 let me tell you. Here's what I know. I know that this episode is going to be awesome because it's episode 40. It's the big 4-0. The podcast has made it to 40.
Oh, look at us.
And here's what else I know. This episode is going to be even more unhinged than the John T. Edge episode. I just feel it in my bones.
I don't know about that. That one was
Well,
pretty epic.
we'll see. We'll see. So it's good to see you. I see that you are back in your own abode.
Praise Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen. I am not, but I will be next week. So,
Good.
anyway, so tell me all about the adventures.
Well, let's see. When last we spoke, I was in Nashville. We were getting ready to go to a regatta in Detroit.
Correct.
And for those of you who have not been exposed to the sport of crew, which is most of you, I feel sure, a regatta is a little bit, it reminds me a lot of swim meets, which I've attended many in my life.
Right.
Except that it's typically more scenic. Like it's usually pretty, it's on a big enough body of water that these children can row distance. So it's, a large-ish body of water, which is always scenic. But then it just, after that, it's, a swim meet. Everybody goes and they set up their tent and they watch their children go by on the water and wish they had gone by faster, even though you can only see them for like 30 seconds. So,
Yeah.
but it's fun. It was this it I say it was in Detroit. It's actually in Milford, which is Dax Shepard's hometown. I now know because I've listened to every episode of Armchair Expert.
Look at that.
And it's a really pretty, it's a park and it's beautiful and all that. But
It
for
was
some
very, the
reason,
pictures were really pretty of the
yeah.
river. It was a pretty river.
But it was one of a typical Caldwell fashion. Everything changes. You make a plan and it all changes. So originally I was supposed to fly out with Lewis and Julie on Thursday morning, but then Will had an AP exam Thursday afternoon and Julie was stressed out, like, how am I going to get him to the airport? Because obviously her mom can't help right now. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just stay and I'll fly with Will. Will and I will fly together. It'll be fine. So once that plan had been made, when we were at the regatta the previous weekend in Chattanooga, my dad starts talking about how he's going. My dad, who will be 80 in September, and his wife was not going with him. And so, like, she's behind him going, like, help me. So I was like, Dad, why don't you just fly in? Will and I get in at 10. Why don't you just arrange for your flight to get in about the same time and we can all ride together and, whatever, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's what he did. So Dad was supposed to get in at 9. We were supposed to get in at 10. He had rented a car. He was staying at the same hotel we were. Like, okay, smooth
Perfect.
sailing. And all was well until I get a text from him about the time we get on our plane that he still has not departed from Atlanta.
Weather.
No, I don't. I actually still don't know what it was. But long story short, we landed at 10, and at that point, I think he had just taken off.
Oof.
So I went, he sent his rental car reservations,
Yeah.
and I, being the former scheduler that I am, I was like, I can get that rental car. We can make this
Yeah.
happen. Well, then not only it was like already, he didn't even have to go to a desk. Like it was already assigned a spot and the keys
Yeah.
were in. I'm like, we're golden. So Will and I get the car and we're trying to hustle to get Will to the hotel as quickly as possible because he had to be up at 5:30 in the morning. And so pleased as punch, that went real smoothly. We were pulling out of the parking lot of the rental car company and there's a woman there and I went, oh shit.
Yep.
I didn't think through this all the way. So I was like, well, let's just see what happens. So we pull up and she looks at my license and she's like, just kind of looked at me and I said, yeah, the reservation's under the name of William. And she said, you're not William. I said, no, ma'am, I'm
Yeah.
not. And I'm just about to like say, William is an 80-year-old man on a plane, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't. I just said, no, ma'am, I'm not. And she looked at Will and she says, is that William? And I said, yes, ma'am, that is
Yes, it
William.
is. Did not
And he said,
lie.
And he's going, I'm not 25. I'm not 25. And I was like, it doesn't matter. She's like, well, he has to be driving because the reservation's in his name. I'm like, okay.
Done.
I said, just pull out your license and hand it to her. And so he did, and she didn't blink, and off we took. I didn't lie. He was like, sis,
Well,
I'm not sure that was legal. And I said, we did not tell one lie.
people need to learn to ask the right questions.
That's what I told him. I said, it is not our responsibility if she does not perform her job up to task.
Nope, it is not.
So, anyway, I took him to his hotel, which was in Novi, came back 30 minutes to the airport to then proceeded to wait for an hour for my dad.
Wow.
He landed about the time I pulled in, but
Yeah.
he needed a wheelchair to get from the gate to baggage claim because it was a long walk. And it
Yeah.
took Delta an hour to get a wheelchair to
Come on,
his gate
Delta.
and get him out. So anyway, that was a debacle. But
I don't
anyway,
think I've ever flown in and out of Detroit.
you probably have connected through Detroit
Okay.
because I have a lot, but
Yeah.
I had never actually been there. I
Yeah.
will say that if you're flying Delta into Detroit and you have somebody picking you up, their method for pickup at the Delta terminal is bizarre. Just beware. It's the most inefficient thing I've ever seen. But anyway,
Awesome.
we survived all that. Will did great at the regatta. His boat. We rode two events. The first event was almost a throwaway event because the boat that he and his buddy Thomas can actually fit in has a hole in it.
I mean, so the last time I checked, and I haven't been on a boat this summer yet, but last time I checked, that's not a good thing.
Right, when you're rowing and trying to go real fast,
Not a
doesn't
good
help
thing.
about 50 pounds of water in the boat. So
No.
that, but they laughed about it. It was kind of a throwaway, whatever. But the boat,
Yeah.
look, the event he was real in, invested in was the quad, and they did great. They came in
Good.
third,
Good.
and they have made nationals, so they
I
will be
love.
going to nationals next week. So that'll be fun. And then getting home was easy, although we had the finals for the regatta were Sunday morning, and it was over by like 1, and our flight out of Detroit was not until 9 that night.
Ooh.
So I just lived in the Detroit airport for a while this weekend. That's
There we
all.
go.
It was fine. But then,
That's almost like too early to check your bag.
well, I haven't checked a bag other than
Achoo.
when I went to
Achoo.
Chicago with Kelly, so I don't know.
Achoo.
Yeah. So anyway, we got home, was fine. Then the next morning, Julie and I got up and went to Atlanta because Lewis had given us tickets to the Braves Chicago series.
Yeah, you mentioned that I think last week. This is where
So
I get very excited about your trip.
tickets and hotel, like he went all out,
That's so
so we can see
sweet.
Dansby. And Dansby's on the aisle. But it was fine. So, honestly, Julie and I were pretty, like, we were exhausted. We were sorry, and
Yeah.
it was supposed to rain. Like, we weren't even sure the games were going to go. And we were just like, ugh. And I said, listen, worst case scenario, we go to Atlanta, we spend 2 nights in a hotel and just sleep. Like, it'll be fine.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yeah,
So,
enjoy some sister time.
yeah. So, we got there, got to the game, wasn't raining. It was great. Our seats were great. We did see Dansby in the dugout because we had great seats right behind the Chicago dugout. And then Austin Riley had gotten hurt, and the guy who's subbing for Austin Riley is a guy named Zach Short, and he hosts a podcast that I have listened to for like the past 2 years with Ian Happ, another Cubs player, and then another guy. So I'm like the only person in the whole stadium who knows Zach Short, but I'm so excited because Zach's doing great. He
Love
actually was the
that.
player of the game for the game.
Look at
So that
that.
was fun. But when we walked in to the stadium, when we were walking to our seats, the Braves organist, whom I love, was playing Jason Isbell's Super 8 Motel.
Which I just listened to in the car.
And so I looked at my sister, I'm like, oh. This is a Jason song, and I start filming it and singing it along so I can post it on Twitter and tag the organist and Jason. So I thought, well,
Yeah.
that'd be fun if Jason saw, because Jason's a big Braves fan. And I don't know if we have adequately described on the podcast. I know he's never been a favorite.
It's been
I
a
don't.
while since you've talked about your look. We talked about it when you turned me on to the documentary.
Okay. So I didn't know, like, I missed the drive-by trucker years. I wasn't a drive-by
Well, I
trucker
was a
fan.
drive-by trucker girl.
So I was a little late into coming into the Jason. I think I started listening to him right before Southeastern was released.
You've had a renaissance of the ISBL.
Yeah. So, but once I was in, I was in. And like, I've contemplated, like, I'm like, I should go back and get a master's at Ole Miss and I could do my thesis on ISBL. And like, I've even started making a chart of album to album. So, like, each album has a cover me up. And, Southeastern, it's cover me up. And like, album by album, which song is that? Like, I could do it. I could really do it. I don't know if you've ever seen that meme where it's like 30 days of songs that, like a song that has a city name in it, a song, blah, blah, blah. I did that once and it was all Isbell songs.
I'm not surprised.
So, I mean, more than one person has said to me, I've never heard of this guy except that you talk about him all the time. But then I saw him on CBS Saturday morning, So he's become much more popular,
Yeah, he's
recently.
been in movies, like all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So, but anyway, so I posted on Twitter the Super 8 Motel. The Braves organist immediately sent me a winking emoji, and I was all excited. Isn't that great? Well, then I posted just a video of the Braves, like on my Insta stories, and immediately, actually, I think the first thing was I got a text from my friend Casey in St. Simons, and she was like, "You know Jason's there." And I was like, "At the game?" No, I did not know.
We are
And
in
then
the
on
same
Instagram,
airspace.
I start getting like, I mean, I got 4 or 5 messages from people saying Jason Isbell is at that ball game. So I go and look at his stories because that's how people knew he was there, obviously.
Yeah.
And so then my sister and I are like figuring out where he's sitting,
See,
based on his stories. We're stalking it out.
this is why I love you. Because I just happened to stumble upon John T. Edge. You went full on
Oh.
stalker.
And listen, when my sister's with me, forget about
Yeah,
it.
I love that.
Her eyesight is better than mine. So she's like looking and she's like, "Is that him?" And she would take a picture on her phone and zoom in. And I'd be like, no, that's not him. I think it's this. So anyway, we did indeed. Somebody's knocking on my door. Hold,
All
please.
right, we'll pause.
Sorry, I
Okay.
didn't die. I just got
Yeah.
my new espresso machine.
She said, "Hold on, somebody's knocking on the door." I hit pause, but I said to her so she could hear it, "Don't die."
Yeah, no, I'm good. Just got a
Okay.
new espresso machine.
I love that for you.
Thank you, Mitya. So anyway, Julie, we found him, stalked him out. That was fun. Jason's there. Isn't that exciting? And then Julie looks at me and she says, "We're gonna go over there at the end of the game, and we're gonna stand there, and you're gonna meet him." And I was like, "No, we're not." And she was like, "Yes, we are." And then my messages and my Instagram were sort of the same thing. Like, "Girl, you got to go over there. You got to go over there and meet him." And I'm like, "All right, fine." So the we had kind of, I thought it was the eighth inning because AJ Minter came out, and AJ Minter typically preaches. AJ Minter typically pitches the eighth inning. And he had pitched the eighth inning, I mean the ninth inning, the night before, and the Braves had lost in a walk-off to the Mets. And so I thought, no
Yeah.
way, they're sending him out there for the ninth again. Julie's like, "No,
Yeah.
it's the ninth inning. We got to go." And she thought there were already 2 outs. And so when she took off walking around that concourse, she was hustling. We have this joke where when somebody's walking really fast, because when we were little, she used to just come up to me and say, "Let's go catch our plane. Let's go catch our plane. Let's go catch our plane." And we would just start walking really, really fast. She was going to catch her plane. And I was like,
Yes.
"Would you slow down? What are you doing?" She's like, "Come on, we gotta get over there." So we get over there, and it's the he was in like one of the, A-list fancy schmancy right behind home plate seats,
Of course
right?
he was.
And so they're like the area to get into it is sort of roped off so those people don't ever have to wait a minute.
Sorry.
So
So they
we,
don't have to mingle with us common folk.
right. So we were just kind of standing there, and I had spotted there was a guy that was probably in his 20s. He was sort of standing right in front of me, and he was obviously scanning the crowd too. And I thought, oh, he's doing the exact same thing I'm doing. Because that he's much more in the Isabel demographic than,
Right.
you know, a 50-year-old woman. So I kind of kept my eye on him. Then I was just kind of, Jason had on a baby blue Dale Murphy jersey. And so I was really just looking for that baby blue jersey. And people start coming up, Braves win, people are coming up, people are coming up. My sister's like, there he is, there he is, there he is. And he was with the kid that I had spotted earlier. And he like wasn't breaking stride, but he was shaking the kid's hand. And you could tell he was like, yeah, thank you, thank you. But he would, you know, he didn't stop.
Right.
And so I kind of maneuvered around some people and walked straight up to him and stuck my hand out. And I said, Jason, I am so sorry to stalk you. I acknowledge that this is creepy, but when my friend saw that you and I were in the same place, I got 14 messages telling me that I had to come over here and speak to you. And he started laughing. I said, that's just how big of a fan I am, is that
Yeah.
people know. And he started laughing. He said, well, let's do it. Let's do it. And just posed for a picture immediately. Little did he know my sister had been steady snapping, snapping,
Oh,
snapping, snapping.
I'm sure. I love it.
And so then we posed for a picture, and then I said, you know, your music has really meant the world to me. And he said, well, that's very kind. Thank you so much. And then while we were posing for the picture, I was thinking, do I say anything else? Do I say anything about the divorce? Do I say anything about anything else? Like, do I just say, I'm
Yeah.
sorry that you're going through that? And I, you
I'm
know, thought,
single.
no, that did not cross my mind. But you know, I was just like, do I acknowledge that? Or then I was like, no, I don't. I just let him go. And so, you know, and I looked at his friend and I was like, I'm so sorry. You know, thank you so much. I'm so sorry. Y'all have a good night. And off they went. And then my head popped off my body.
At least you waited till after he was gone.
That's what I was like,
I, on the other hand, can't control myself.
I tell y'all that's what I said. I'm not 1,000% sure that's what I intended to say.
Right.
I
Didn't
don't
come out
really
that
know what words actually came out of my
I
mouth.
love that.
But yeah, my sister was just hyster my sister was sort of like, oh my God, did that just happen? Did that
Right.
just happen? And I was like, girl, you were running through that concourse. She's like, I'm going to give you every opportunity. I'm going to set you up to
That.
accomplish this. I've got to give you the best opportunity to do so. It was so funny. And then, like, I mean, for hours afterwards, and
You're
well, I'll show
red.
you some of the pictures. I was not red in the pictures, but I mean, hours afterwards, I was just blushed, beet red. And when we woke up the next morning, my sister was like, are you coming back down to earth yet? So yeah, I mean, I just can't even believe that happened.
I love that for you. I think Mandy, you're right. I don't think we've talked about it enough on here, but if you follow her at all on anything, you know what a huge deal this is for you. And I'm so excited that you got to meet him. What a great day.
Yeah, it was an epic day. And
Yeah.
I met Blooper too. We were just like, we did a full circle around the whole, you know,
That's
park.
amazing. All
And
the
we walk
greetings.
out, I was like, that's Blooper.
So you
And
got
we walk.
a wink from the organist at the Braves game. You got to meet Jason Isbell, shake his hand and get his picture, and you met Blooper.
And the Braves won, and Zach Short was the player of the game.
Come on.
It was an epic day.
It's the most epic Mandy Day I've heard of in a very long time. You deserve that frame because you've had some not so epic days lately. And so I'm so thankful that you got to have such a great day.
It's
So.
yeah, and it's funny because I talked about this in therapy some recently. It's I have this thing where it's like I don't feel like I have a right to
Yep.
be happy.
Same.
And so it's like, well, I don't know, did that really happen? Was
Did
that
that
like,
really
and then
happen?
people on a couple people on Facebook are like, you're the luckiest person I know. And I'm like, do y'all even know what
You
has been happening?
don't know me at all then, if you think that.
Which is silly because I
Yeah.
am very lucky, and that was
In a
epic.
lot
It
of
makes me
ways.
happy about it.
Yeah. In a lot of ways, we both are very, very lucky. But you're right. There are times where I'm like, oh my God.
Have you
And you
been
have,
playing along?
I know, right? Oh, I love that. Well, I'm so, that's just, that warms my heart for you. I'm so glad.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Yeah.
And it's funny, I've had a real hard time since the whole divorce announcement. I've had a hard time even listening to Jason's music because, I need more therapy, obviously. But my whole thing is like everybody leaves, like
Yeah.
either they die or they leave. And so Jason's music was always sort of, and I know it's not all autobiographical. He's talked
Right.
about the fact that it's not, but he's written some really beautiful love songs, about staying and sticking with,
Yeah.
and so I'm like, well, shit, you left too. So now what am I supposed to do? I
And
can't
now
listen to
what?
that.
I know. Well,
So
I
anyway,
hope that was therapeutic for you and that you and
right.
Jason have reconciled and gotten back together.
My friend Nancy, who lives in Savannah, who has been all in on this whole divorce thing with me, she was like, okay, so do we now think it's Amanda's fault and not Jason's? I'm like, only let's not go too far.
I mean, that's a road
Let's
too far.
slow our roll a little bit. We don't know whose fault it is or if it's anybody's fault, and it's none of our business
Maybe
regardless.
it's a
But,
good mutual decision
right?
that we can feel good about everybody. Because really, I mean, Amanda, you turned, I knew Jason Isbell music, but I didn't have the love of it that you do. But what who you really did turn me on to was Amanda. And, you know, she's on some of his albums, so I'd heard her, but just so I love her too. So
I
we don't
know.
wanna we
I
don't
like
want anything
about
to.
her music is funny. I like about 20% of her songs. But I like her a lot as a person. And that's what my friend Garth was at the Red Rocks show. And the only other Isbell concert he had been to was with me. And so I was like, look at you at another Isbell concert. And he's like, all I could talk about, because she opened for him at Red Rocks. And he was like, they both referenced the fact that they're going through a divorce. He's like, why are they getting divorced? Which cracked me up that he was asking me.
Yeah, I
I
love
was like, well, I hadn't talked to him. But what I think had happened was, and I think it's true, I think they're both just artists and they're
Yeah.
hard to get along with. And
Yep.
life is hard. And it's even harder when you're a temperamental artist. So
Yeah,
that's what we're going to
absolutely.
chalk it up to. And we're going to keep listening to both their music and call it a day.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
And he just got a new movie role I saw
He
yesterday.
did. What's he gonna be in?
I can't remember. But he got those shiny new white teeth. My
He's
friend
lost a bunch of weight too.
Matt Duvall said, I wish he would just rub some charcoal on those teeth so it would match the rest of his body.
I know, right? When they're too white, it's a little much.
So anyway, to see.
Well,
That's good.
good for you. Good for
Yeah,
you.
thanks, ma'am. Tell us what's going on with you. You're in Mekonga.
I am in Mekonga. I'm down here for like fun things like doctor's appointments.
Bra la la.
La la la, but I'm also down here. I've got a graduation. I had a garden club party, but they thought it was going to rain, which it never did. And so they moved it to Thursday night, which I can't go Thursday night because I have a graduation. But right now, I wish you could see them, but they're asleep. The dogs are dogging. So I get to see the pups. And I went to dinner with a friend of mine and saw, of course, everybody in the world I knew.
Good, where'd y'all go?
Circa.
Not familiar with Circa.
So Circa is owned by Brian Adams. Do you know Brian?
I know
Attorney in
this
town.
singer. Everything I do.
Close.
Different brands.
Judge Adams. Do you remember Judge Adams? He's retired now. Anyway, so Brian and I grew up together. Ironically, I saw him the first night I was here when I was out to dinner at Shogun with my friend Will. And there was Brian. And then I went to his restaurant, Circa, which is very good. And saw just about everybody I knew in Macon. That's the thing I love about not being here, but the thing I kind of miss is seeing my people. Like I
Right.
can go anywhere up there and not run into a soul.
Well, and two, there's people like when I go back to Moultrie, Like when I went for Lee's mom's funeral. When you go to things like that, you see people like, my ninth grade history teacher, who I never get to see, but he was like, oh my gosh, So when you are able to go out and see people that you're not ever going to see otherwise, that's fun.
Well, and it's an ego boost, frankly. I mean, I come home and it's like, oh my God, we love you, we miss you. And I'm like, keep it coming. Like, I don't get that anywhere else, frankly. Nobody says that to me in real life. So it was really nice. And my friend Cindy and I went to dinner, which was great. She's so cute and sweet. And we solved all the world's problems. You know how that goes. I'm dying. So I'm not normally like dressed when we record this, but I'm dressed today. But I took all my jewelry to be cleaned, my once a year cleaning with my jeweler, and he's had them all week. And so I haven't had a ring on all week. And I feel, you know how you do something different and you feel naked, like I feel naked. Like I keep going, twirling my finger looking like something fell off, but it didn't.
Right.
So I'm going to pick those up in the morning, just stuff like that. But it's been great. It's been great. What's really weird though, what's really weird is the cicadas. They are they're just in Macon, so they're not really much north of here or south of here. But you
Natural.
know, oh really? Yeah, so I think it's like pockets of them, but you walk outside and it's this dull hum. And now they're all starting to die. So they're dead ones everywhere. I had two or three kamikaze into my windshield today.
Yep.
It's interesting. So it's like a plague.
Yeah, there's two, because like, I guess who was telling me this? I think Will, or maybe one of his friends, I can't remember. But there's like some cicadas that hibernate for like 7 years, and then there's another kind that hibernate for like 12 or 13 years. And it just so happened that they synced up this year, and both kinds are having their awake period at the same time.
And I mean, I'm in the house, the doors are closed, the windows are closed, and I can hear them. I don't know if y'all can, I doubt it, but
No.
I can hear them.
My friend Elizabeth was saying she lives in Tullahoma, and she was like, I wish I had a screened-in porch because these cicadas are so loud. I could just go take a nap on the porch and it would be like my white
Oh,
noise machine.
yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's this dull white noise all the time. But the kamikaze and the dead ones are what's getting me. It's like, really? They're everywhere.
So when I was like four and I went to, I've forgotten her name, Miss So and So's daycare. I took a cicada, a dead cicada shell for show and tell. And I had it in a little mason jar. And there was a girl that was visiting. She was with her, she had come to visit her grandmother. And so she was just coming to daycare. She wasn't a regular, she was just a visitor. She wanted to look at my cicada. And she got my jar and she looked in there and she threw up in it. Ruined my show and tell, let me tell you.
Ruined it right up. Well, there's the shells and then there's the full dead ones with the orange eyes. The orange eyes are kind of weird. But the dogs like them, so apparently they're good for protein.
Have they gotten a live one yet where they hold it in their mouth and it just buzzes?
No, not yet. I've only seen them get the dead ones off the ground. They're light
That's
skinned.
always fun.
I know, right? So, speaking of, I can't go anywhere in this town. The other night I went to, because the thing was canceled, Amanda, who I'm staying with, Upshaw's, Amanda and I went to the morning music club meeting. I'm such an old lady again. Yep, I was her guest. And it was the Ace Academy, which is a really great school here in town. It was their middle and grammar school spring concert. So they did the things in tandem. And I went to Porter Auditorium at Westland College, which is where I graduated from high school. I was sitting there all nostalgic. And this guy I dated for like 5 minutes when I worked for Saxby, who was a office police officer, is now a firefighter. We won't go into why. Of course, walks right in front of me and goes and sits in the chair behind me. And I'm like, really? I legitimately cannot go anywhere in this place.
That's so funny.
And it, you know, I mean, it was not a good match, we'll say that. And I was like, and he was saying some terrible stuff about X, Y. Anyway, it was like, oh my God. So here's what I'm going to say. Jesus was showing me what a blessing it was that that didn't work. But it's like, I literally can't go anywhere without my past coming back to haunt me.
We were another thing that happened at the second Braves game. There were four men sitting in front of us that were Cubs fans, and
Yes.
they were like back and forth laughing with the woman sitting beside us. And the Cubs were not doing well. We're not playing well at all. And the guy was like, "Can't y'all let us get one run?" And I said, "Well, if it makes you feel any better, the Cubs are my second favorite team since they got Dansby, and I cheer for them all the time. So I feel really weird
Yeah.
right now." And he goes, "Well, we're not really Cubs fans either. We're really Braves fans. But our best friend is the third base coach." And I can't remember if I've mentioned on here. I know I've talked about it on Instagram. The Cubs' third base coach is a guy named Willie Harris, who is from Cairo, Georgia. And they have talked about it because there's a pitcher that pitches for Seattle, and he is also from Cairo. And so the Cubs announcers had said that Willie and this Seattle pitcher are the only two Cairo high school graduates
I
to
love
ever
it.
make it to the big league. And then, of course, Jackie Robinson was born in Cairo. And
Right.
see, they talked about it again on Jackie Robinson Day. But anyway, so when these guys were like, "Well, the Cubs' third base coach is our best friend," I go, "Are you from Cairo?"
That is the most South Georgia thing I've ever heard. I love it.
And so then they start naming all these people that, "Do you know so and so? Do you know so and so?" One of the
Yeah.
people they named was the guy that I was, in the ninth grade, we thought we might date a little bit, but then he ended up being so mean to me. And anyway, I was like, "Yeah, I know him."
Coming back to haunt you, I know.
But yeah, can't
Yeah.
go anywhere.
No, can't, literally cannot go anywhere at all. Anywhere. I love it. Well, today I did what my friend Jade calls the meat runs.
Listen, I saw this and I'm like, I just don't know about this at all.
Not the meat sweats, but the meat runs. Look, I'm bougie. I get it. I have my own personal jeweler. I get it. I also like meat from several different places. So I went to two different butchers today. I did my swing to get my freezer restocked. So I went to the butcher shop in Warner Robins, which y'all don't come after me, all any Auburn fans that listen to this, because it's Jake Fromm's parents that own the butcher shop. And they have this one particular sausage that I really like. It's got pineapple in it, so it's a little sweet and a little spicy. It's really good. And they have Fromm burgers, which I like, not as a burger because it's got cheese and mushrooms in it. I like to like just do it as like a Salisbury steak kind of patty. So I stocked up there, and then my meat runs continued to M&T Meats, and then I really stocked up. But what I loved about my M&T Meats today was that I was just about the only person in there. And so all the butcher boys who are so cute were like, "Yes, ma'am, what else can we help you with today? Oh, he's doing this. What else do you want?" I had like four men waiting on me. They were
Nice.
all like 22. So it was nice.
I feel like we need to change the topic heading though, because meat runs is just not conjuring up the right
I know, right? I
thing.
thought you would like that. The meat
No,
runs
I do not.
instead of the meat sweats.
Yeah.
So anyway, the only thing I didn't get, because I love this is where I get bougie. I like the bacon at DeKalb Farmers Market better than those two places. So when I get back up to Hotlanta, I'm gonna make a run to DeKalb Farmers Market and get my roast beef and my sourdough and some bacon for the freezer. So,
Listen, we are excited for your meat journey.
meat journey. We'll change it to meat journey instead of meat runs, but I thought you would like that. Here, I'll change it right now. Journey. I love it. I love it. Well, Mandy, you got food this week. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, right after we talk about the runs, let's
The
hear
meat
about
runs.
it. I've been meaning to mention Julia Tershin for a while.
Okay, so let me get my Substack out. Hold on.
I keep wanting to put her in as a favorite. She is, I don't know if she's a trained chef. She's written a couple of cookbooks. But she if you are an ingredients household, yeah, like we talked about, the Smitten Kitchen had made
Done.
that distinction. If you're
Done.
an ingredients household, Julia is a great follow. And if you're not an ingredients household, she can kind of help you figure out how to become one,
I like that.
because she's really good at sort of almost giving you a formula as opposed to a recipe. So,
I like that. I like
yeah,
that.
like it just she, and she'll even draw charts, and sort of these are all the proteins you could use for this, and these are all the sauces you could use, and these are all, you know. So it's just sort of a different way of thinking about cooking that I really enjoy. And I thought her Substack this week was advice for cooking as caregiving. And given our recent topics, I thought it was just we had to share that it was the
Clearly, we
time to
didn't
share.
realize it, but she's a listener.
Right. So I have shared that her latest Substack post, and would just recommend her in general. She's a good human. And then the other thing I've recently made, Caro Chambers, our old friend who we love to follow on Instagram and may or may not subscribe to her Substack.
Yep.
Caro did a prosciutto arugula salad recently, but and it was real. And I actually don't subscribe to Caro's Substack. I read it as much as I can, and then she cuts it off. Like she'll list some of the ingredients, and it cuts off right there,
Yeah.
thinking that's going to get you to subscribe, but it doesn't. I have resisted. But she'll post pictures of everything on her Instagram too. Most of the time, I can kind of figure things out from that, but. She did this prosciutto arugula salad, and she laid out all of the prosciutto flat on a platter and then put the salad sort of in the middle. So the
Huh.
presentation was just really pretty
I
and looks
love
really
that.
fancy, but it's really simple. And I did it
That's
for
good.
Julie's birthday. And just did, you know, you can do sort of whatever arugula salad you like on top of it. I think I did like lemon juice and olive oil. And I want to say maybe some feta. I can't remember. But yeah, so just but the presentation of laying that prosciutto out flat
Yeah.
all over the platter and then putting the salad in the middle, I thought that will make you look real fancy.
Love it.
And then the other thing I've sort of been on a kick recently with are Greek meatballs.
Okay.
Didn't actually share a recipe because it's just sort of like, you can Google it and sort of find one
Okay.
that fits your favorite flavor profile that you like. I've done them with lamb and I've done them with ground turkey. And then I have put them in, you know, just made like a bowl with rice and tzatziki and cucumbers and tomatoes, feta, black olives, artichokes, like, you know, whatever you sort of like
Yeah.
a Greek salad sort of idea, but just serve it with these meatballs. And they're great because you can cook them. And then if, you know, for people like us who only have to feed ourselves, you can freeze them
Yeah.
before or after you've cooked them, either way. And then just, you know, pull them out later
Yeah.
and reheat them. So I'm on a real Greek meatball kick. I would recommend it.
That. I love that. I
Yeah.
may have to try that
Yeah.
sometime
So,
soon. I love that.
yeah. So that's what I've got for y'all this week.
So Mandy, as we are getting closer to the Olympics, I'm getting more and more excited. I saw Jimmy Fallon is starting because he's doing the closing ceremonies. So he has started posting or having on his show Olympians. And the other night, Snoop Dogg came on and they had their Olympic track suits on together and they were a hoot. If you haven't seen that video, that's a cute one. But our friend Michael Phelps was on the other day, and Mandy, I don't know what we can do about this, but I feel like somebody needs to talk to him about it. He's got his hair where it's short on the sides and then man bun mohawk, like long down the middle and a man bun. And I get that now that he can be himself and do what he wants and he doesn't have to worry about aerodynamics. But I mean it looks bad.
You know, he's a kid from Baltimore.
I know. But he's so cute. And then he's got this man bun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say his wife, so I follow him on Instagram. And his wife, what was his wife was like a Miss America or what was
Oh,
she?
yeah. She's a beauty queen of some kind.
Okay. So have you seen her hair lately? I think they're
Not
just
lately,
in a bad
no.
hair. I think they're in a bad hair phase.
Okay. All right.
Her hair is also horrible at the moment.
And she's
So,
so cute.
right? She's really embracing the mom time of her life.
Okay.
She's leaned real hard into it.
Do they have three boys now or just two?
I think four.
Oh, four. Oh, okay. Well,
I
all is
know they
forgiven
have
then.
three. I know they have three, but I think they may have had a fourth.
Well, we'll forgive her.
So yeah, I mean, she went short hair because she's trying to take care of all those boys.
Yeah.
But
I
it's
couldn't
not a
even
good look.
imagine.
It's not a good look either. So
No.
we're just gonna give them some
All
grace.
right. All right. All right. We'll
They'll
give the
come
Phelps.
out. They'll come out on the other side.
Yep, the Phelps family, we will be giving some grace.
My sister was so nervous before Will's race on Sunday, and yeah, my sister was a swimmer.
Yes.
In fact, her last race was at the Olympic trials. But she was so nervous before Will's race Sunday morning. And that she was just pacing back and forth. She couldn't be still. And then, like right before they had already launched, we just couldn't see him yet. I said,
Yeah.
"Why don't you get down there and do the Michael Phelps thing? Just flap your arms and see if that helps. I'll pay you. I'll pay you if you go down there and do that."
Yeah.
She's
Well,
like, "Can you
apparently
imagine?
people ask him to still do that, like out in the world.
People, come on.
Come on, people.
Just shake his hand, tell him his swimming has meant the world to you, and then move on."
Sounds familiar. Like you know how that works. I love it. I love it. The other thing I saw that I was super excited about, and I hope you saw this too, was that one of the female women's water polo team posted on her X or Twitter or whatever, Instagram, wherever, that a lot of the non like big time women's sports have to raise their own money, pay for their own way. They work two and three jobs to do it, to be able to go to places and meets and things and qualifying and all the things. And water polo is one of those sports. And so one of the team members posted that. And Flava Flav,
Love him.
I love him so much, with his big old clock on, said, "Hey, I'm a girl dad and I'm gonna sponsor you. I'm in
Good for
touch with your people,"
Flava.
right? And it's now come out that he actually really did that. So he was in contact with their coach. He got his people with their people. He said, "Oh, not only will I sponsor you, but I'm going to get all my people excited about it and find other sports, other sponsors."
That's awesome.
Isn't
That's cool.
that
That's
great?
what rich people should do.
That's
They should
what,
quit building
yes.
phallic rockets to launch into space, and they
Oh,
should sponsor women's sports teams
that is
and feed the
the truth.
hungry and, you know, provide medical care.
All the things, do all the things. There's so many more things to do than make giant phallic symbols that fly into space. But yeah, so I thought that was just such a great, and not that's not just why we love Flava Flav. That's why I love the Olympics. It's for stuff like this. This is such a great thing. I hope he goes to the
I
Olympics.
know. Leslie Jones is going.
Leslie Jones is going. Snoop Dogg, and I don't know if Kevin Hart has said yes or no, but Snoop Dogg will be there, who is hilarious. Like
Yeah.
the it's gonna be so good. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So good for Flava.
Very proud of Flava.
Isn't that great? Isn't that
I
great?
saw
But look
Flava.
that up.
I went to Jazz Fest 1 year. It's actually, I think that was the first time I ever saw Jason Isbell 10 years ago.
Full circle.
We like I was just I don't know, I just was looking, I was walking ahead on the beach and was looking at the schedule and I was like, holy smokes, Jason Isbell's gonna be there tomorrow. And I came back and said to my friend Sam, let's go to New Orleans tomorrow. And he was like, okay. So we just got up at the crack of dawn and drove to New Orleans, and the Avett brothers were gonna be on the same stage after Jason.
Oh, I
So we were
love
all
the Avett
excited about
brothers.
that. So when Jason finished, Sam and I went to get some food because I don't know if you know the food at Jazz Fest is just as good as the music.
Oh, yeah.
So we had gone up to get some more food, and while we were sitting there eating, somebody said something about, oh gosh, what's Flava's band?
Hold on. Keep talking and I'll look it
The
up.
Public Enemy?
Maybe.
Who, whatever Flava's band is, they were like, we're having a hard time deciding who to go see. There's Carlos Santana, there's the Avett Brothers, and then there's Public Enemy,
Public
whoever.
Enemy.
Public
Chuck
Enemy.
D of Public Enemy. Yep. And
And
I put a D
so,
on the end of his name and I should not have.
Sam and I looked at each other, we're like, oh my gosh, we're going to see Public Enemy. So we totally skipped the Avett Brothers to go watch Public Enemy, and Flava was up there with his clock on, and it was awesome.
I love him.
Are you texting him right now?
No, I'm not. I'm not. Sorry. I'm trying to negotiate some drop off and pick up while I'm not here at the cottage with my parental units.
Oh boy.
Anywho,
Well, talk to us about your
I
favorites.
love that. I love that. So, all the Flava Flav things in this world. Okay. So my favorites, if you're not watching the show Hacks on Apple, you need to be. The new season's out.
It's
I have.
on Max, not Apple.
Oh, it is on Max? Okay, that's right. It is on
I mean, it
Max.
may be on Max on Apple, but it's Max.
It's Max. If you're not watching Hacks, it's Jean Smart, who I adored on Designing Women.
Yes, of course.
The whole cast is just great. So the new season's out. It's really funny. I think if you like the first three, I think this is the fourth or the third. If you like the other ones, you'll really like this one. So it's really good. Smartless, I know we've talked about that this on here before, but if you have not listened to the 200th episode, it's one of those where I laughed out loud getting my pedicure last week until I cried. And they were looking at me like I had lost my mind.
I don't, something's up with my Smartless subscription, and like anything other than the main show
Yeah.
appear on my page, but the main show doesn't. So every now and then I'll be like, oh, Smartless, and I'll go and listen,
Yeah, yeah,
catch up
yeah.
on all the episodes. I have not listened to that one yet. I
So
have
this one is Marty Short and Steve Martin. And of course, those two together anyway. But they talk about how they met on Three Amigos and they make fun of each other. It's just really, it's sweet too. They're very sweet about each other and how good of friends they are. And so they talk a lot about that too. It's just, I laughed, I cried. Let me tell you, all, well, Jason Bateman didn't, because Jason Bateman, I don't think, has emotions, but the other two literally cried, thanking them for being such great influences.
yeah.
It was the sweetest thing. So definitely go find that episode. And then two things that, because I'm, after school was out, there's not really much I care about yet. So I haven't gotten into the summer. So I was struggling with what to do for my favorites. But two things I've had to reorder that I really like makeup wise. And as y'all can tell from the pictures most weeks, I don't put makeup on unless I have to. One is the my eyebrow pencil. It's by Benefit and it's called Goof Proof Eyebrow Pencil. And it's just always, you never have to sharpen it. The way they've got it made, you just go. Like draw it on again. So I recommend that. And then the other one.
Do you feel like it's a I'm comparing our eyebrows right now. We kind of have about the same. Do you have your eyebrow pencil on right now?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
So
So, do you ever feel like you all of a sudden, if you put color on your eyebrows, do you ever feel like all of a sudden you have caterpillars crawling across your forehead? Because I do.
I don't, but here's what I think our eyebrows are different in this respect. So, for those of you, I just put my eyeglasses on my head so I can't see what I'm looking at. But the inside closest to my nose, about half of my eyebrow, is my hair color, like a brown. And then after that, it's blonde and you can't see them. They're there, but you can't see them. So I really only use the eyebrow pencil on the outside half.
Yeah, see, mine are like that's why I thought you would feel the same way that I do because mine are also now these are dyed. I get it like when I get my hair colored, they color like I have
Okay.
no eyebrows, mine are very light.
Yeah, so I color in the outside half where the blonde ones and now gray, by the way, are
Yeah.
because it just changes color so drastically.
Well,
So
yeah,
I
I
like
just
that pen.
I have an eyebrow pencil I like, but I rarely use it. And whenever my sister does mine, she likes to do my makeup.
Yeah.
And whenever she does my eyebrows, I feel like I have caterpillars crawling across my forehead.
Yeah.
Every time I catch a glimpse of myself, I'm like, whoa.
Well, the opposite is true for me. Like, if I look at myself without it, I'm like, what happened to the rest of my eyebrows?
Well, my Morgan, who cuts my hair, is probably she may be 30 at this point, but maybe not.
Right.
And she referenced one time that they had given their mother, just two sisters, they had given their mother what is it, microblading? Is that where they like permanently tint it? They had done that for her mother for her birthday, and then her mother had like was sort of like me, and they're like, oh my gosh, we've made a horrible mistake. And she said, but she just looks so much younger. And I thought, okay, note to self, apparently drawing on your eyebrows makes you more youthful.
There we go.
So just
There
deal
we
with
go.
the caterpillars.
You're still with the caterpillars. The other thing, and I didn't look, well, you'll see in a second. So my friend gave me a subscription for Christmas or something. She had a free something. Like if you get X number of people to sign up for this subscription, because she loves makeup. Then you get free stuff. So she sent me the free stuff. And in that free stuff was this setting spray. And I had never heard of setting spray before. But I mean, when I leave in the morning to go to school, by the time I get home, my makeup's gone. So the setting spray, I would use it and it was like there all day. And I would get home and look exactly the same as I did that morning, which was miraculous to me.
Magic.
I know. So I ran out of it and it smells good too. It's almost like wearing perfume too. And I ran out of it. So I went to look on Ulta. It was not on Ulta. And I was like, what is not on Ulta? So I went and found, so I've linked the setting spray. And it is by a company that does makeup for drag queens,
Oh, well,
which I'm
listen.
here for. Look, it
Legit.
worked.
That's legit.
It works. And so I've reordered it. It should be there when I get home. But Mo Beauty, MOBB Beauty. I don't know. I don't use anything else by them, but I love their setting spray. So if you
Okay.
need some, it works very
Have
well.
you used it in the summertime?
No, not yet, because I got it at Christmas.
Okay.
So we'll see how it works this summer. It's not very expensive, but so we'll see. We'll see. But I really like it. So there's the Mo Beauty setting spray. So you and the drag queens can keep your makeup on.
Listen, if it works through a Florida summer, I'm there for it.
I'm here for it. Amen on that. So those are my favorites.
Those are great. Thank you.
This week, the new Bridgerton comes out, and so I can't wait to start watching that because I rewatched seasons one and two last week. When I took so here's what else I found out about myself, Mandy. So I finished with my last final on Tuesday of last week, and I thought I'm just gonna rest. And after about a day and a half, I was like, I'm bored. Two tears.
See, I wish I had that. I
I
could read
can't.
for the rest of my life.
Well, I mean, I just need something. It doesn't have to be strenuous, right? But I need something to do. Like I was doing literally nothing.
I can do that for a long time, Katie.
So I found a book to read. So I'm not finished with it. So next time I do favorites, I'm sure that book will be on
Yeah,
there.
good.
those kind of things. So at least I'm reading a
Yeah.
non-Jesus book. So there's that.
Awesome.
Yeah. So how about you? What do you have coming up?
Well, I'm happy
Oh,
to
but
say
Nationals, you're going to Nationals.
that'll be, we'll record again before I do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm blessedly I was supposed to be
Working.
going, yeah, I was supposed to be going to a high school graduation. And that has been, the weather has affected it. So,
Oh.
they don't have enough tickets to give out. So
Gotcha.
don't get to go now.
Well, hopefully it won't be like the party that they canceled too early and it never did rain.
I thought about that. Yeah, so I'm just here and I'm not
Good.
mad about it.
That's good. You deserve
Not
some Mandy time, whatever that
mad
looks
about
like.
it. Not mad about it. Got lots of work. I can do a lot of my work remotely, but at a certain point, documents need to be signed, and so all that has to happen. I got some of that to catch up on. So,
Good.
yeah, that'll be good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got about a week of just being quiet.
I love that. I've got about 2 weeks and then I go to Tifton for the South Georgia Conference.
Listen, Tifton, Georgia, it's a party town.
Below the net line.
That's where I was supposed to be going for graduation.
I'll be there in a couple weeks. Well, people, thank you so much for listening. I'm so glad that Mandy shared her story. I've been patiently waiting for this story from Mandy about Jason Isbell and her stalker abilities. So what I know now, if I ever need anybody stalked going forward, I'm calling you your sister and I'm calling you.
It's really my sister. Like, she
Yeah.
has the innate ability to find famous people wherever we go. I fully submit that there are famous people amongst us at all times.
Yeah.
Most of us just do not notice them. My sister can spot them. I can't, well, I'll have to give y'all my list of famous people that we have encountered sometimes
Love it.
pretty quickly.
Love it. Love it.
So,
Love it.
yeah.
We all have a great week and we will see you next week. Go find all your people and your famous people. Have fun.
Bye, y'all. Have a good week.
Bye.